USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed into law a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill meant to repair the nation's aging roads and bridges, upgrade the electrical grid, and expand access to broadband internet. The defense is giving its closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Attorney Mark Richards saying the prosecution's case has blown up and his client is innocent.
This case is not a game. It is my client's life.
Richard says the two people Rittenhouse shot and killed were aggressive and his client only came to Kenosha last year to help people protect businesses. He's accused of killing two riders and injuring another rider in what he calls self-defense. He faces reckless and intentional homicide charges and could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Another person died from a crowd surge at a Houston music festival.
A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new rule designed to speed up cargo processing at the Port of Los Angeles goes into effect on Monday. Shipping companies that leave empty containers sitting at the docks for several days can now be fined $100 for each day they're past the deadline. That deadline is 6 days for containers meant to travel by rail and 9 days for all containers meant to travel by truck. Right now, there are 90 container ships waiting off the Southern California coast. Last month, the port started operating 24 hours a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continue, prosecutor Thomas Binger will have a chance to once again address the jury once defense attorney Mark Richards is finished with his closing arguments. As far as what we can expect from Binger, Brian Claypool is a defense attorney. He tells Fox News,
A rebuttal allows the prosecution to comment only on issues that were addressed by the defense lawyers in closing argument. So it's basically to refute any arguments made by the defense.
Vermont voters will head to the polls less than a year from now to pick candidates to represent them in the U.S. Congress. One familiar name that won't be on the ballot will be Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, who's currently the longest-serving senator. He made the announcement Monday.
Marcel and I have reached the conclusion that it is time to put down the gavel. It is time to pass the torch to the next Vermonter who will carry on this work for our great state.
Senator Leahy becoming the first Democratic senator to announce his retirement this cycle, joining Republican Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina, Rob Portman of Ohio, Richard Shelby of Alabama, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and Roy Blunt of Missouri in not running for re-election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.